the top moments of the week.
Yes.
Here on your K92 Woo! Morning Thing. Oh, yes.
A little
yes.
trip down memory lane.
It is.
Only the best stops.
And it's because it's just the week that was. It's kind of like a trip down memory path, memory walkway.
Okay.
Like your front porch, memory porch. It's just, it's right there.
It's a wraparound porch.
Mm-hmm. But that's it. Not even, it's your wraparound, but then, you know, sometimes there's a wraparound porch where it goes around and you expect it to be the whole length of the house, but it's just a tiny bit more.
Okay.
That's really all it is. That's what Monday was. You're like, what was Monday again? Oh yeah, there it is. So we count down the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang, and we look at those top moments, and we try to remember things. We try to learn stuff. We learn something about Miss Monica this week and how she knows absolutely nothing about drinking games.
Nothing.
Nothing. She don't do drinking
games.
Not her
forte.
Yeah, it was, we were playing the lightning bolt, or was it Fat Chance?
Fat Chance.
They're all, you know, 15 seconds in a category, and she had to come up with, God, I think it was only like four drinking games, mm-hmm. and she could not pull it off here on the thing. Here we go.
Okay, beer pong, a-hole, that's mm-hmm. a game.
Yes.
Can I say that?
Yep.
Okay, let's see, throw it in the cup game. Bounce it off the wall. Bounce off the wall. Okay, the tennis in the hole, the horseshoe.
The tennis in the hole.
What's it called?
I don't think we've ever figured out what terrible. She was actually
No,
referring.
I still don't know what tennis in the hole was supposed to be.
Know. Monica, do tell. So let's say we got together at your house and we were going to play a rousing game of tennis in the hole.
Yes.
Could you mm-hmm. just enlighten us as to the rules? Because we would really like to know.
Okay, so it's like a mixture of tennis and basketball.
Okay.
So you need a basketball hoop as well. So you're gonna take your tennis ball, you're gonna smack that ball with your racket.
Okay.
And you're gonna try to land it into the hoop.
All right, now
and if you land it in there, you drink.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I was gonna ask.
What happens if you don't land it in there?
Then you are kicked out of the party.
Wow.
Go home, loser, and we boo.
Interesting.
Wow. It's either get drunk or go home sober.
So, okay. All right.
Yep.
It's like those old school wrestling matches of loser leaves town.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, that is that's some strong rules over there.
It's something.
Yeah. So we continue. We're talking about learning. Again, we learned that Monica doesn't know anything about drinking games. We also learned a new term. We created a new term. This is a branding thing. Outback Steakhouse should go ahead. They should jump on this because we were talking about different restaurants and their breads.
The free bread that they give out.
And at Outback, mm-hmm. you get that little baguette thing and it has its bread and its knife. Oh, no, it's not the little baguette thing anymore. It has a name. The giant Australian breadstick.
The only reason I take Outback, you know, that loaf off is just because there's not enough.
Because Jared eats it like it's a breadstick.
Is that what it is? Right. He says, how can they only give you one breadstick here? I don't understand this problem at all. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Can we get two?
Two of us here. Can my wife please have a breadstick for crying out loud? Oh, I can see the commercial already. The giant Australian breadstick. Shrimp on the Bobby, all
just
of that
walk
stuff.
In, just a giant hand just grabs it up.
Mm-hmm. And they could do a promotion maybe once a year where it's the unlimited giant Australian breadstick. So they treat them like breadsticks and they bring them to you in a giant container and all that stuff.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome, Outback, if you're listening. Some regional manager's listen brings that to corporate and then that becomes a thing. You better at least treat us to some giant Australian breadsticks.
I want a gift card, at least.
Exactly. Antoine needs a gift card because he's poor, because he has every streaming service on earth. Too many.
I do.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Eight streaming services, and that's just for TV.
Yeah.
So eight watching services, and Monica, he can't be helped either. We try to help him, he don't want to be helped.
I need help.
I don't think
yes,
we can help him.
I don't know how.
Intervention is for.
I know, but some people you just don't, they can't be helped because they don't
want
help.
Well, the first step is recognizing that you need help.
That is true.
Okay. I'm on that step.
The first step.
Help me to the next one.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing on that first step.
I'm going to give you the next step.
Yep.
You got to dust off your peacock, man. You don't need that
it's
one.
It's just a trial. I haven't paid for
it. No. That's temptation.
It is.
You don't need a trial.
You don't need no trial.
It's just a trial.
Right.
I have 27 days
left. Go ahead
and
delete
left.
It. Right. Zach, can you delete it?
Somebody delete it.
For him.
Yeah, because that's like saying, okay, look, I'm just going to have, I just have one sniff of cocaine.
That's it.
That's a taste.
Right. Yeah. Worried about you, man. I was worried about you this morning, too.
But it's a free trial.
What, this
of
morning?
Cocaine.
Oh.
Talk about the sports.
Are you? No. The sports, you're a lost cause. I understand. Are you a SpongeBob fan?
So I've tried to watch it. Like, I didn't watch it as a kid.
Okay.
And so I'll catch episodes here and there because people say how great it is.
Because there's a new SpongeBob series that's coming out. It's sort of like a prequel.
I know what you're talking about.
It's on CBS All Access, which is one that you don't currently have. So I was worried about it.
And it's funny because I was like, well, I haven't watched SpongeBob, so maybe I need to get CBS All Access, see the prequel, and that will lead me into SpongeBob.
Let me correct you. It's not funny. It's sad.
Oh, I don't want to be sad, though.
No, you can be, you don't have to be sad. You just have to be broke. That's all it is.
That's what I am.
So you know what? If you're broke and happy, who cares in this world anymore? If you want to sit home with 10 streaming services and drink tequila while you're in your underwear and actually just do that in your front yard, because apparently that's what people do, go for it.
Okay.
America.